Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Cutting the root of the weed of sin. This is a weekly series with things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "We must confess the guilt as well as the fact of sin. It is useless to conceal it, for it is well known to God. It is beneficial to us to own it, for a full confession softens and humbles the heart. I will confess my transgression to the Lord, not to my fellow human beings or to the high priest, but to Jehovah." When the soul determines to lay low and plead guilty, absolution is near at hand. Hence we read, "And you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Not only was the sin itself pardoned, but so was the iniquity of it. The virus of its guilt was put away at once as soon as the acknowledgement was made. God's pardons are deep and thorough. The knife of mercy cuts at the roots of the ill weed of sin. From Charles Spurgeon's book, Spurgeon and the Psalms. I notice again the Selah at the end of this verse. That word means to pause and deeply consider the previous words. I shared a sermon about the weight that is lifted and the freedom that is restored if we will just confess our sin to God. But the devil loves to condemn us, to whisper the lie that we've sinned one too many times for God to forgive us again. This is truly a lie, because a forgiven sin is a forgotten sin. So in essence, when we ask God to forgive us for our most recent sin, He views it as our only sin. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, I challenged pastor shepherds to make good use of confession. I wrote, "When your reactions aren't Christ-like, admit it." Someone might want to push back, "But if I say I was wrong, then I may lose some leadership credibility." I would agree that you will lose credibility if you believe you are a self-made leader and if you are climbing up a career ladder that you designed. But if you are truly living and leading as a servant that God has equipped and placed among this flock, admission of an unchristlike action or reaction triggers something extraordinary, God's help. Peter said it this way, "All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Did you catch that? God stands back from the proud person who will not admit his error nor ask for help, let alone ask for forgiveness. On the other hand, God lavishes his grace on the humble one who admits both his error and his need for help. Admission of an inappropriate action or reaction brings God's help. Friends, the mark of a maturing shepherd is not one who never misspeaks or never makes a mistake. No, the mark of a maturing shepherd is the one who is closing the gap between his mess-ups and his confession, and the one who is experiencing fewer mess-ups over time because the Holy Spirit is helping him get healthier and more mature. An excerpt from chapter 12 of Shepherd Leadership. Don't listen to the devil's lies, but hear the loving voice of the Holy Spirit calling you to confess your sin and receive immediate absolution from it. As Spurgeon said, God's pardons are deep and thorough. The knife of mercy cuts at the roots of the ill weed of sin. If you would like to know more about Shepherd Leadership, I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.